This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, August 7th, brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Attendance at this year's Minnesota Farm Fest will likely be down by one this year. Governor Tim Walz will instead be on the campaign trail with Vice President Kamala Harris. Minnesota Ag Secretary Thom Peterson says Walz is in tune with the industry.
Well, with Governor Walz, you get somebody who checks the commodity markets in the morning. He knows the price of corn. He knows the price of soybeans. You know, he cares about farmers. He served 12 years on the House Agriculture Committee, was part of writing two farm bills. You know, as agriculture department at state, we pass bipartisan agriculture bills every year. He's been chair of the governor's biofuel coalition. Just somebody who agriculture is front and center.
Peterson says Walz understands how significant trade is to agriculture's bottom line.
As commissioner and governor, the governor's led many trade missions that I've been able to be a part of with him. We just got back from Canada or Montreal and Toronto, Australia. The Netherlands, you know, we were heading to the Netherlands in November, but the governor's very well focused on that trade part of it and the important piece of that.
Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wirtz says their governor has been a supporter of higher renewable fuel blends.
Farmers Union, we've been long supporter of ethanol and the need to increase the blending rates, like from ethanol from E10 to E30 and biodiesel too, increase the rates. And governor's been very supportive of that. You know, a lot of discussion on we're going to be moving to electric, and at some point there will be a certain amount of electric. We all understand that. But the governor's been very supportive. Biofuels also has a position.
In other news, Iowa Senator Charles Grassley addressed the impact of low farm income on the ag equipment industry. Grassley says equipment manufacturers learned some painful lessons from previous cycles of low farm income and are left with few options.
You can't expect farmers to buy a lot of new equipment when corn is losing $50 or $60 an acre. Some people are suggesting maybe even $100 an acre. You just don't have the income to buy this stuff. And all of these agriculture manufacturers know that they don't want to make mistakes like they did in the 1980s by keep manufacturing and manufacturing and manufacturing when land prices are going down, farmers aren't making any money from their crops, and you fill up the lots of your dealers around the Midwest, and you're stuck. They aren't going to make that mistake again. That's why they're shutting down.
Grassley says agriculture needs a new farm bill, but even new policy wouldn't immediately resolve the equipment industry's woes.
If we passed a farm bill yesterday, it wouldn't improve these prices overnight, but it's the uncertainty of not having a farm bill, five-year farm bill, that I think has made this layoffs of workers in the agriculture manufacturing even worse than it would otherwise be.
During his call with reporters this week, Grassley acknowledged the overwhelming call by hundreds of ag groups for a new farm bill. He said the climate just isn't right in Washington to see legislators compromise to get a new, modernized farm bill.
We're talking about the cost of it being related to what we're putting in the safety net. So if prices are above the preference prices, most of this money isn't going to be spent. It makes it very difficult to get a bill passed, but it doesn't necessarily guarantee that that money's going to be spent. If we can get a very strong agricultural economy, it won't be spent.
Grassley said until Democrats agree to compromise on nutrition spending to boost farm income supports, there likely won't be a new five-year farm bill. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. The American Coalition for Ethanol is hosting its 37th annual conference in Omaha, August 14th through 16th. This must-attend event features timely updates on ethanol public policy, market development, board of director training, and more. Visit ethanol.org for event details. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.